From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join in the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
Tillerson expressed confidence NATO would become directly involved. Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO in many ways is already a partner in the fight.
NATO plays a role in the fight against terrorism in many different ways. We are supporting already the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
Stoltenberg said joining the fight would send a clear message of unity, especially in light of Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, England. University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Barton said NATO participation would lend legitimacy to the fight.
And this has been the case in the Afghanistan operation and a variety of different conflicts. America benefits in legitimacy terms from working with the broad coalition of European partners.
Mr. Trump expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater amount in burden sharing of the alliance, the goal being 2% of the gross domestic product within 7 years. The president on his first foreign trip met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After that meeting Wednesday at the Vatican, Mr. Trump said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. In the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday, a car bomb exploded, killing at least five, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. The insurgency al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. On the Kenyan side of the border, eight security officials were killed in two separate roadside bombings in Mandera and northeast Kenya. It was also claimed by al-Shabaab, which has long opposed Kenya's military intervention in Somalia. This is VOA News.